KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The president says it's important to address concerns raised by different parties around the country's budget. Cabinet is meeting today to discuss it after its tabling was last week postponed over disagreements on tax hikes. NewsWatch's Thulumusa Zulu has more.
Through his weekly letter to the nation, President Ramaphosa says the postponement of the budget speech to next month was unfortunate. He's acknowledged the delay in tabling it has raised concerns and uncertainty among South Africans, investors and the financial markets. But he says this being the first budget under the government of national unity, it's understandable that some things would require a different approach. He believes the disagreements don't mean the GNU is in crisis, but that democracy is working. Ramaphosa adds pushing back the budget speech to allow more discussions among cabinet members should boost public trust in the GNU. Thulumusa Zulu, East Coast Radio, Newswatch.
Health Minister Aaron Motsoaledi says South Africa is one of two countries in the world where people still pay cash for healthcare services. Motsoaledi says this method, also referred to as fee-for-service, must be eradicated. He was speaking at a briefing on progress in implementing the recommendation of the Health Market Inquiry into the private healthcare sector. The minister says other ways of accessing healthcare must be explored, as the fee-for-service method is one of the drivers of inflation.
It is for this reason that in 2009, the World Health Organization declared the US and South Africa as outliers, and the two outliers are now fighting at the moment. But the World Health Organization said, you are the same. You are outlying me because you are doing what other countries are not doing, meaning relying mostly on cash and private medical aid to pay for health.
In Cape Town, firefighters are still battling the Newlands Ravine fire on Table Mountain, which broke out in the early hours of yesterday. Ground crews are assisted by two helicopters and a spotter plane to contain the spread of the fire towards Devil's Peak. Conditions are difficult, with the fire burning on steep slopes and rugged terrain, with approximately 60 hectares already destroyed. Strong wind is predicted for the afternoon, which could significantly impact the fire. And there are calls in Britain to restore playtime in schools. Some have raised concerns it's being eliminated out of children's lives. An analysis of surveys carried out in the 90s, noughties and last decade showed a significant decline in average total break time per day in England schools. An interim report has found children aged 5 to 7 typically get 23 fewer minutes of play per day compared to those who were that age in 1995. The top story, President Cyril Ramaphosa says it's important to address concerns raised by different parties around the country's budget. Cabinet is meeting today to discuss it after its tabling was postponed last week over disagreements on tax hikes. Go to ecr.co.za for the latest news. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.